This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill of anxiety? Like there's this invisible weight pressing down on your shoulders, making it hard to take that leap, chase those dreams? Yeah, I've been there. We all have, but guess what? Today, we're tackling that head-on. We're talking about fear and anxiety, those sneaky little gremlins that love to hold us back from living our best lives. And trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll have some serious strategies to shut them down and build a whole lot more confidence and courage. First things first, let's get real about what fear and anxiety actually are. They're natural human emotions. It's like your body's built-in alarm system, warning you of potential danger. Problem is, sometimes that alarm goes off even when there's no real threat. Ever feel butterflies in your stomach before a presentation even though it's not life or death? Or maybe overthinking a simple conversation makes you feel like you're about to jump out of your skin? You know that feeling, right? So, how do we manage these feelings instead of letting them manage us? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your fears. The first step is admitting you have them. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Ignoring fear just gives it more power. Name those fears, write them down, even talk about them with someone you trust. Sometimes, simply acknowledging a fear can make it feel less scary. Remember that saying, "What doesn't kill us makes us stronger." Well, facing our fears head-on is like giving ourselves that ultimate strength boost. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Our minds are powerful things, but they can also be our own worst enemies. Fear often thrives on negative thoughts. I can't do this, I'm not good enough, what if I fail? These thoughts are rarely based in reality. So, learn to challenge them. Ask yourself, is there real evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Often, we discover that our fears are just exaggerated versions of reality. 3. Focus on the present moment. Anxiety loves to play tricks on us by making us worry about the future or dwell on the past. But guess what? The only moment we truly have control over is right now. Practice mindfulness techniques like deep breathing, meditation, or simply paying attention to your senses. Ground yourself in the present and you'll find that anxiety has less power over you. Think of it like this. If your mind is constantly racing ahead, it's like trying to drive a car while looking in the rearview mirror. Not exactly a recipe for success. 4. Take small steps. One of the biggest mistakes we make when facing fear is trying to take on too much at once. Instead, break down your goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each victory along the way, even the tiny ones. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are our confidence and courage. Building those muscles takes time, patience, and consistency. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your fears can be incredibly liberating, and you might be surprised at the support and understanding you receive. We all need someone in our corner sometimes, right? Let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was terrified of public speaking. The thought of standing in front of an audience made my heart race and my palms sweat. But I knew it was something I needed to overcome if I wanted to achieve my goals. So, I started taking small steps, joining Toastmasters, practicing in front of friends, even recording myself giving presentations. It wasn't easy, but with each step, my fear lessened and my confidence grew. Now, I actually enjoy public speaking. The key takeaway? Facing our fears head-on, even in small ways, can make a world of difference. So, there you have it. 5 strategies to help you manage fear and anxiety, build confidence, and cultivate courage. Remember, this isn't about becoming fearless, because let's face it, that's impossible. It's about learning to navigate those fears, embrace challenges, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one fear you want to tackle this week. What's the smallest step you can take towards facing it? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build each other up. And as always, keep that dopamine detox going strong. You got this. Until next time, stay curious and keep pushing those boundaries.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.